Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, real talk about real issues. Tonight is a special night. We're talking about business in the making. This segment is all about entrepreneurship. So if you are serious and you'd like to have some fun in this interactive show about how to start your business, if you're already in business, we would invite you to call in and tell us about your experience. But we want to welcome all of you all, let you know that the chat room is open, as well as our phone lines. We're going to have a really great, great show tonight. We're talking about entrepreneurship and how to get your business endeavors on the top of mind of today's consumers, from A to Z, how to do all of that. But before we do anything else, we must do some housekeeping and play our disclaimer.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Well, now that we have taken care of our disclaimer, I want to welcome you again and give you our call-in number. It is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You are definitely going to want to get some paper and pen in hand tonight, because we're going to be giving you some really great tips for those who have a business idea, you have a hobby, that you have been like itching to actually get that project started. If you happen to be one of the ones who were a victim of downsizing, but you are excellent at what you have been doing for the last umpteen years, it's time to take those skills to the marketplace and get paid for what you know how to do. So we're going to do all of that. I want to invite you to join me in the chat room. If you can't call in, we'll start a chat so that you all can get your questions and or comments that you would like to express and share with someone else that may need that help too. We welcome that, so you can please join me in the chat room as well as on the phone. If you just joined me, you just tuned in, you're listening to a special segment of Secure Your Life. It's all about entrepreneurship and business in the making. I'm going to give the phone number one more time before we actually get started. It is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Now, let me go over some of the topics that we're going to cover tonight so that you have a little heads up. We're going to talk about tapping into the talent, taking your hobbies and turning them into a business. We're going to research your business ideas, tell you how to do that. We're going to find your market, who needs your product and your service. We're going to help you with how to select a business name and do a search on that, and picking the right entity for your business. So those are the topics that we're going to cover this evening, along with some other comments or questions that you might have, like you'd like to add on to the conversation. But before we do anything, I want us to have a little comedy break so we can break the ice, and I'll open up the phone lines and we'll start our conversation on entrepreneurship for those of you all who want to get in business or already in business, so that we can share some dialogue and learn some things. So we're going to take a quick break for our comedy break, and I will see you on the other end. So just hold on. You're listening to Business in the Making on Secure Your Life.
Okay, people, let's get this meeting started. Our first order of business is to find out who brought the Krispy Kreme donuts.
I have them. They're right here.
Ah, excellent. And the coffee?
It's right here.
Good. Okay. Now, let's talk about this expense report. Can somebody tell me how the hell we spent $8 million last year on coffee and donuts? Well, as you know, our platform for real-time solutions is facing retribution from a government probe. I propose that we leverage the front-end architecture from those infrastructures and engineer a new solution next year that will enable us to implement the integrated network our engineering team has innovated. However, due to Asian market value deflation, we will undergo a massive reorganization. All the engineers will be summarily dismissed, and we'll hire two more managers to oversee this. I understand we'll be short-handed, but don't pay it any mind. We can expedite the partnership to fix the bottom line. This will drive all the B2B initiatives to redefine the value-added metrics of our mission. It'll generate a killer paradigm so we can guide through delivery of all the cross-platform action items. Collaborative efforts for the e-market experience reinvent the frictionless and synergistic variants, allowing us to maximize strategies that may arise and minimize the risk to our e-solution enterprise. Any questions?
Just one.
What the hell did he say?
I think he's making up words.
What the hell did he say?
Using nouns as verbs.
You can leverage anything if it's phrased the right way, but I still want to know. What the hell did he say?
Now, we need to have a meeting so we can prepare for our next meeting. Should we schedule a meeting to set that up?
I don't think we have enough donuts for that.
The organization will be more organized if we can embiggen our members with a Cromulent plan, which management can expedite and leverage to us both. Then we'll orchestrate the schema, which will maximize our growth. We need to synthesize some vertical technologies to harness the holistic web services of all of these and utilize the visionary system to produce some eye-catching web services for inter-office use. The ubiquitous nature of the back-end interfaces needs a proactive portal that we can put through its paces. From that, we'll evolve a cutting-edge e-business, which will harness the best-of-breed seats of our existence. Our methodologies to implement this plan require scalable, synergistic ways to meet demand. But I believe with the power of the open-source proprietary services that we can make a mark that will be legendary. Our mindshare will reach a targeted amount once the virtual deployment has finished rolling out. We'll get a huge ROI and some more jelly donuts, and then I'll give myself a huge bonus.
What the hell did he say?
I think he's making up words.
What the hell did he say?
Using nouns as verbs.
You can leverage anything if it's phrased the right way, but I still want to know.
What the hell did he say?
Okay, now, I have a PowerPoint presentation here which better illustrates what I just spoke about. See, here we have a circle, two squares, and a bunch of arrows. If we connect the circle to the first square, you'll see that we can bypass the triangles, and that will save the company millions.
Secure Your Life. We are talking about business in the making. Again, what the hell did he say? That is actually correct. If you have ever gone to a business meeting, sometimes some companies run their businesses just like that. They meet just to meet. They have a meeting about the meeting that they're going to have. So we're going to help you not make those same vital mistakes. If you just joined us, we are talking all about entrepreneurship. And we have people that's waiting anxiously on the line to talk to us about that, and I would like to open up the phone line, so if you just joined us, you want to jump in on the conversation, I will repeat the topics that we're going to start with, and the phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is 347-884-9343. Our chat room is also open. If you can't get on the line, if the line is busy, please keep trying. We'll try to make some space for you. If you just join me in the chat room, just give me a second to get over there. But I'd like to start our topic off on tapping into your talent, how to take your hobby and turn it into a business. Well, a lot of times we have talent, that we're things that we are really, really good at, and we really haven't taken the time out to say, maybe someone else might need my service. It could be that you are a tutor, you could be a retired teacher that's looking to make some extra money. Everybody can use money nowadays. It could be that you're good at arts and crafts. You can actually sell those things. It could be a whole method of things if you just sit down and look at really what you're good at. Now, if you've been working a job X a number of years, then you know whatever skills that you have that you were working on that job, those skills can actually earn you money. And we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to let area code 312, the first three digits is 217. I'm going to add you to the conversation, and then we're going to go down the list and add the rest of our guests that are holding. Hello, 312, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Diamond? How are you doing this evening?
I am great. I am great. Did you hear our topic? We're talking about all about entrepreneurship and how to take your talent or your hobby and turn it into a business. I thought that this was a great opportunity, especially for those who have been downsized, looking for something else to do while they're looking for that next job. You can really be making some money right now. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. So I decided when I heard about the topic is to lend you a hand. I'm actually a business consultant. So that is what my company actually specializes in, and is in small businesses. So decided to lend you a hand and listen to any of your listeners and from the chat room, and if they have any questions, I'll be more than happy to help you out and give you the best advice we have.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you calling in tonight and giving me a hand with this, because I think this is something that, one, is refreshing to know that you don't have to just wait for someone to give you a job. You probably already have skills that you're not even thinking about that you can tap into and really make some really nice money. So in your consulting business, what advice do you give people if they say, huh, you know what, I have an idea to do something? What is the first thing that you tell them?
The first thing I tell them is to make sure that the idea is wonderful, but beside the idea, we have to see, the first thing I tell them to do is please be passionate. Passionate about your idea is the life and death of your business. You have to realize that you are switching sides. You are not the employee anymore. You're the employer. And that's a whole different viewpoint that you might not be used to. And there's a lot of things that now that you have to consider. Before, your job was just to punch the clock, do as your supervisor asks you to do to generate the work that needs to be done for the company, corporation, or not-for-profit. When you are actually the employer, your whole vision changes. You have to worry about the whole thing. So I say be passionate. You have to be able to get up and go out there when it's 15 below outside, and you have this meeting that you have to go to that's going to generate money. If you don't get up and go, you don't make money. That's the difference.
Okay, well, I'm going to – that is a really great – and you're actually 100% right. You do need to have some passion behind your idea. I'm going to add some other callers to the line so that we can find out – what's their views on the topic of if they have a hobby or a business idea that they would like to get out, or if you have a business, you started your own business and you'd like to lend a hand and give some great advice to someone, you can call in right now, because we're talking all about entrepreneurship tonight and what to do, how to start your business, and where to go from your idea to actual concept to actual having money in your pocket, having a return on your idea. So the phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You can also join me in the chat room. I am taking your questions and or comments. If you can't get on the line, I'll be happy to talk to you about that. We are also on Twitter, so we're tweeting the conversation and on Facebook all at the same time. So be a little patient with me, but we're going to keep this thing going, and we're going to learn some things and have some fun at the same time. So area code 312-671, you're on the air. Thank you for joining me. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
My name
is Khalif Hassan. I'm doing great. My history was I'm a comedian. I'm a professional comedian.
Okay.
I've been working for myself for 18 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. This is a hard thing to do, but you got to get up every day, and like you said, you got to work for yourself. Every day as a comedian is totally different. You have to promote yourself every single day, and while you're promoting one show that you're doing, somebody might overhear your conversation, and then they want to book you for a show, so then it's a continuum. I have an online service that I'm with. It's called GigSalad.com that reviews each show that you do. So then I get a.
Tell us a little bit about that. How did you start your business?
Well, basically, I was working for IBM for like 12 years. I was a marketing director for them. They walked in and said, hey, we don't need you guys anymore. So I had to go home and tell my kids that daddy didn't have a job anymore. So I went to what I loved doing was making people laugh.
Okay.
And that tied into making people laugh to being a professional comedian. And then I had a gift. My gift is I do over 300 different impressions, from Bernie Mac's voice to Chris Tucker to Bud Bob.
And, oh, okay, come on. You have to give us one. Give us one.
Okay. You know, sometimes people be telling you what they want to hear. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make me some money today, and everybody be like, you know, what you got, homie?
Oh, wow, you are
now,
great.
You know who that is.
Yes, that's Bernie.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, man, people be telling you stuff, man, you know, it's Friday. It ain't even Friday, man. I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, wow, you are actually very, very good. So,
thank you.
I mean, wow. So when you lost your job and you had worked, you had been working for IBM, which is one of the, a big, huge company. So I'm pretty sure you got a good laugh at our little comedy break at the beginning about meeting before the meeting and have, you know, this huge expense report, and then they're laying off half of the staff so that they can get the head honchos a bigger bonus or return on investment. So you actually experienced that happening.
And then having
to take your talent for making people laugh. Now, when you decided to do that, because it all starts with an idea, how did it go from just the bud of an idea to actual concept to actual working, doing your craft?
Well, first I had to hone into my craft. I did a little studying at Second City. I'm not just your average comedian. I have a degree in marketing and business and marketing administration.
Okay.
And got my degree in 3 years instead of 4 years. So to hone into my craft, I had to get the business side. Then I also had to do the funny side. So I had to mesh both of those together at the same time and make sure that I'm honing in onto my craft so that I can make people laugh. And
well,
you're
definitely talented.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Can I plug my show on your radio show? Or
Please do. This is about.
Oh, okay. My next show is April 30th at Room 43, which is in Lake Park, 1043 East Lake Park. The show is
$20. What city is that in? Because, you know, this is a worldwide
Chicago,
web, so we're broadcasting
all over. Chicago, Illinois, baby. Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, so you're in
Chicago, Illinois. Room 43 in Chicago, Illinois. Tickets are $20, and two shows. First show is at 9 o'clock. Second show is at 11:30.
Well, then let me ask you this. Since you're talking about you have a degree in marketing, so you started, that was one of the things that we need to talk about, is because one of the things that people mostly have the problems with their business, even with the idea, is how to get their product or service to market. How to do the
first
research.
You have to find something that people like. And also, not just what people like, what you enjoy doing, you know, that you don't mind waking up. My day starts at 7 o'clock in the morning and doesn't end at 10 o'clock at night. Sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning. But you have to find something that people like and want. And the people say we're in a recession, but I beg to differ, Diamond, because it's like, people are so sad that they need happiness. I mean, I'm doing it at hospitals, in your citizens' homes, you know, children. Everyone needs to laugh. And
now, that is
just
definitely
because,
true.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and then you figure, like, wow, you know, $20 is a lot for a comedy show. But, I mean, dude, you need to laugh sometimes. You need to forget about, okay, well, I got to pay this bill. I got to pay that bill. You live to pay your bills. When do you just live to just laugh and enjoy life?
Well, you know what?
No.
That is you are so correct in that. And the other person that was talking to us, she has a business consulting service. Can you tell us when you first started that? How did it bud from just an idea to, okay, you're in the service. Your business is about helping other businesses or people who want to be in business start. How did
exactly.
you start that?
Well, I found out what the need was, and the need was laughter. And then I had to get the gumption and the strength and the power in myself to get on stage in front of 100 people, 200 people without freaking out. And after I did that, I said, you know what, I can make money doing this. I can actually have a serious living doing this. And so the first thing I did was I got a company name, which is KWC Incorporated. And then after that, I said, okay, well, let me get a business account. Got a business account. Then I found out that I qualified for business credit, which no one really knows about business credit. Business credit is, it's your credit, but it's the thing about it is if you have a committee and you have an incorporation, you can use your committee members' credit. And that helps build your credit and capital in your business. And you can borrow and use money to, like I do, is borrow money so I can get venues, so I can do my comedy. And
okay.
It's just, yeah, you have to sit down and work with a financial planner at one of your favorite institutions. And you have to seriously stick by it. You know, I cannot frivolously spend $1,000 just on anything. I have to make sure, if I spend this $1,000, I have to make sure the committee approves it. So I work for myself, but I have consultants, basically, who are telling me, hey, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to expand. So, yeah, you have to tap in what you know, but if you don't know, you need to seek help with the financial
institution. Okay, well, let me add some more people to our conversation. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. But we're talking about business in the making. It is all about entrepreneurship tonight. So you can join me in the chat room or you can actually join the conversation now. We're going to take you through the different stages of how to go from your hobby to actually creating your business, how to research it, how to find your market. That's what we're talking about at the top of our show. Then we're going to go from there to how to select your business name and picking the correct entity for your business. So we're going to keep this series going every Wednesday. We're going to be doing this on Secure Your Life about business in the making. So I want to give the phone number one more time so people can join in the conversation. It is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join me in the chat room. I'll be right in there if you're waiting, guys. Just give me a second to get over to the chat room, and we'll continue the conversation. I want to go back to area code 312-717. She was explaining to us about her business consulting services that actually help small businesses get into business. So could you please tell us once again, one, how did you come up with the idea? 217. How did you come up with the idea to create a service that would help other businesses get into business? Because that in itself, I think, is extraordinary because you have people who want to get into business every day. You have businesses that start and businesses that close every day. And we want to prevent people from losing their passion and actually go into business the correct way. So I want to ask you, how did you all come up with the idea to start a service that will help other businesses be in business, stay in business, start a business? So, yeah, give me some feedback on that, 217.
Well, actually, my business partner and I have both worked for Fortune 5 and Fortune 25. Throughout the years, we were both in senior management in different capacities. And one of the things that we hated was, one, I personally realized that after working in that business for 15 years, off and on doing different things, working from the bottom up, that there were a lot of things that were missing, and I wanted to fill the niche. And the niche was that small businesses have a very high failure rate. Because, first of all, there's so much information. The SBC, the federal government, only gives you starting information. They do not give you information to continue your business profitably. That and the key word is also networking. That's the one thing that small business owners on any level must do continuously. People have to know that you're out there. You can have the best marketing firm in the world, but if they don't see you, if you're not out there going to certain conferences and getting further education, they're not going to know you exist. So she and I sat down and actually said, you know what, that's a niche that has not been filled. We didn't find anyone. We actually did a test market.
and a survey to see how many people would do exactly what we do. And our business is customized, which means if you go to any other business consultant, they have services and they have a package, what's considered to be a package deal. And within that package deal, you get X, Y, and Z. For us, you only pay for what you need. So we meet you where you're at. If you've already started your business, if you've had it for the past 5 years and are looking to expand, we deal with the problem that you want to tackle, not forcing you to pay for something that you don't need. And that's how we actually got started. Again, because things are so tight, there are so many federal, state, and local regulations that a lot of small businesses really don't know. We specialize in that. Our thing is to set you up as a corporation but be a small business. So when you do get audited, and they will come, you will not have to pay $5,000 fines. An example of that is something simple as your I-9 form. If you have employees, and yes, if you are the owner, you do have to fill one out. It is $500 per line on a 25-block. Literally 25 questions on there can be charged up to $500 per misinformation, even if it's not filled out or filled out correctly. That can ruin a small business.
Okay, well, let's back up a little bit. Let's back up and actually take it from the actual conception of the idea. Okay, so now you have, say for instance, you have a business idea. Now the first thing you want to do is you want to research that idea. How would you go about actually researching it? Where would you look?
When she and I did it, we called it the dinosaur era. That was before Google and Yahoo and all of this. Actually, what you can do is, for instance, the gentleman there is comedy. He can actually go into Google, type comedy, and see comedy in Chicago, Illinois. Be very specific. See what pops up. If you're into, I want to open an Italian restaurant, type an Italian restaurant in Chicago, but now we want to refine it even further. You can say Italian restaurant on the northeast side of Chicago, Illinois. Hit enter and see what pops up. That way you can find out how many businesses and what's your competition. That's the cheaper way of doing it. So you can find out what's going on. What are they doing? And so that's really it, because essentially you're going to have to find your niche and make yourself a little different than everyone else. What would make me want to go to your establishment versus Lou Mariotti's, Gino's East? That's the difference.
Okay. Well, let me ask, I'm going to open up the phone lines again and add some more people to our conversation. But before I do that, I want to talk about the marketing aspect of getting your idea, once you've done that, knowing which markets to hit. Now, 312, the one who started his business from being a comedy, I think your three digits is 71. Tell me, when you decided that you wanted to be a comedian, I know you actually did some research, actually took some classes, honed your craft, but what was the very first thing once you did that? What was the very first marketing strategy that you used?
Well, I wanted to see who was out there, and I knew that I had to be different. So the thing I did is I stopped cursing, because I used to curse in comedy. So I started it as a sister part of my company, No Cuss in Comedy, and it's just been taking off like crazy. Churches are interested in it. Regular folk are into it. You have to have something out there that's different, that stands out, you know what I mean? It has to be outside of the box, and that's the way I started thinking. I said, well, all the other comedians are cursing. Yeah, they do it okay. But if I do the no cursing and I put a little twist into it, so when you Google my name, Khalif Hassan, or you Google no cussing comedy at yahoo.com, it's C-U-S-S-I-N, which is a marketing technique. If you change the letters a little bit, it sticks out and people look at it. So it sticks out in your head. Oh, well, he's with No Cussing Comedy. It sticks out in your head. So you have to find something that's different that no one else has really thought of, and you have to really push it. And
okay,
that's the thing that's taking me.
So then let me ask you this. Since we're talking about branding yourself and getting your name, because that was the next thing I was going to talk about, selecting a name. What is it about? Why is that so important? Why is selecting the right name for your business important?
Well, you want something that is easy to remember, that's not hard to spell, and you want something that's universal. You know, you want something so when people think of, when you Google Khalif Hassan and you're looking for a comic, well, the way I said it, I put clean comic Khalif Hassan. So when you're Googling clean comic, boom, my name pops up first.
You think of
ways of, and then my name is spelled with a K, so I'm thinking of doing all KK, but I'm like, ooh, KKKKK, that's not a good thing. So I did it with CCK.
Okay.
That way it's clean comic Khalif. And that way you see it and you're like, oh, I need a clean comedian. First name pops up, Khalif Hassan.
Well, okay, that was very unique. So say, for instance, I want to start a jewelry business. And I custom make my jewelry. What would be a good marketing or name that I could use? Just for instance, you know, off the top of my head, what would be a really good, something that would be catchy, but different?
Who's Got Jewels?
See, I like that. Now,
I'm a marketing guru.
Well, I mean, that is great.
I'm used to working on my feet.
You'd have to be if you're a comedian. Well, I'm gonna open up the phone lines again, and if you're in the chat room, if you have a comment or a question that you would like to have asked, or would like me to put your comment over the air, please feel free in the chat room to do so. And also, if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life, Business in the Making. It is all about entrepreneurship tonight. I'm gonna add in 815. Thank you. You have been so patient this evening. I'm going to give the phone number and then I'm going to cue you in, 815. The phone number again is 347-884-9343. One more time. That is area code 347-884-9343. We're talking about entrepreneurship and selecting the proper name for your company. Hello, 815. How are you this evening?
Oh, Diamond, I'm just fine, and you?
I am doing great.
Do you have a
question or a comment about starting your business, taking your hobby and turning it into a business, how to brand yourself or name yourself, marketing yourself? You have any of those questions or comments?
Yeah, well, I have some questions. Okay, I have a product that, okay, it's ready to go. The only thing I have to do is mass produce it. I have done a little bit of homework. It won't cost a lot to mass produce what I've got. It won't cost a lot to say I'm going to. It'll be done really online.
You are starting an online business.
Yeah, it would be online. Okay, so the only employee I would have would be the person to set up a web page for me and maintain it.
Okay, so you need a web designer and developer.
Right. Is that the same person or is
it? Yeah, it could be the same person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, that would really be basically all I would need.
Who's going to do your marketing for you?
Okay, well, I have a target audience. I have a target audience. They're ready to go. And it's worldwide.
Okay.
My audience is all over the planet. So, and it was just, tell the truth, it really just be a thing of, say, like just getting online and letting them know that, hey, I've got something for you guys.
Okay. Well, so here's the thing with that. You know, just because you build it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to come. You do need to have a marketing plan. Marketing plans are very important because they need to know that you're there. So, you know, like the other gentleman was speaking, and I hope that he can join us again, given his phone number, so that he could actually help us with the marketing aspect, because that was some very useful information. But when you're getting ready to start your business, one of the things that you have to do is brand yourself. You need a name that's going to stand out, like he was talking about, and select that name. You have to do a little research to make sure that the name that you choose, that no one else has it. And also, when you're getting ready to, since you have an what they call an e-commerce business, which is a business that is online that will be selling products or services, so you're going to definitely need someone that is very savvy with internet marketing. And then you need to make sure that when you get your website, your domain name, which is your business name online, how people can find you, you need to research that and make sure that the name that you have chosen, that is not taken. So it's like two searches you have to do. You have to do a business entity search, which is the name of your business, and then you have to also search, do a name search on whatever your website is going to be. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same. Most people do try to incorporate their business entity name and the website or some derivative thereof so that there can be some connection so people can easily find you both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So think about the name that you want to call it. And then after you do that and you do your due diligence and your search, it seems like you've already picked out what business, and you've already done your homework, like you said, so you're actually ahead of the game from a lot of people who are just took their idea and have no way, or they don't know exactly how to start. You've already done a lot of the homework for yourself already, and I applaud you on that. That's a great thing to do. The next thing that you would have to do is decide on the type of business entity that you want to be. And
mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, if you're going to be a sole proprietor, which means the business is going to just carry your name, that's one entity. Are you going to have a partner? It seems like you're not doing a partnership, so you won't have to do that. But if you want to be incorporated, which means you'll be noticed, your business will be considered an incorporation or a company.
Mm-hmm.
There's a C corp, which is, you know, the regular corporation, which means that your name would be Hubbly Incorporated or Inc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, if you are going to be a limited liability company, which has a lot of leeway, you can do so much with a limited liability company. But you got to research that too to figure out which entity fits you the best. Then there's also an incorporation that has an S-corp, which is a small business. So it's just like an incorporation, but it's an S-corp as far as taxes. And what happens with the taxes on your company, if it's an S-corporation, you only get taxed once. Okay, just like that. If you go and get an incorporation, which is an INC at the end of your business name, you're going to be taxed twice. You're going to be taxed on your corporate level, which means your business is going to be taxed, and then you're going to be taxed on your personal income level, which means the money that you receive as income from your, you know, your paycheck, if you will. Once you get your paycheck from your business, you're going to be taxed on that. So you end up getting taxed twice if you're an incorporation. You get taxed one time if you're a S-corp. So, I mean, I know all of this jargon probably right now is like swimming in your head, and that's why we encourage people to definitely seek certified, qualified people to help you with this, like a tax attorney or a CPA. You know, these are people, the accountants that actually deal with, corporations and their taxes and how to set that up. But you're definitely going to need to talk to counsel. You may want to get in touch with an attorney to make sure that you don't have to necessarily use an attorney. You can actually do this on your own, but you really do need to seek help, you can call the SBA. They're very helpful, at least in the beginning stages of your business, on those questions that you need to have answered about business entities, which tax bracket, all of those kind of questions, getting a DBA, which is doing business as, or your fictitious name. Like if you're a sole proprietorship, you can say John Smith and Associates. Well, that means that John Smith owns the owns the company, and he's using his own name. So that can be considered to be a sole proprietorship. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is, but I personally don't think that that's a wise thing to do, but that's just my personal opinion. I would never myself do a sole proprietorship, only because you yourself personally take all of the liability for your company fully, which means if, say, for instance, the whatever product or service that you have, if there's a defect or the client was unhappy for whatever reason, they want to sue. If you are an incorporation, they cannot attack your personal assets. But if you are a sole proprietorship, they can attack your personal assets, which means they can sue you for your own personal belongings, and you don't want that. So people usually go and they decide to choose a business entity outside of themselves so that they can have that protection, which means if anything goes wrong, the company takes the liability and you don't personally take the liability. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, I can understand that.
Right,
so
we want low risk.
Right. So if I were to say, like Flying Home, the Flying Home Company.
Okay.
If I named it the Flying Home Company, you're saying that if I, okay, that would not be my name. Okay, so if someone, if something went wrong and someone something, they would be suing the Flying Home Company.
Right, and not you personally.
Huh?
They would be suing the company and not you.
Uh-huh.
Now, I mean, they would have to do a completely separate suit to try to sue you, but your company is to protect you. So, you know, if, for whatever, as your example, with the Flying Home Company, if that was the case, yes, the liability would be on the company and you would not personally have to take the brunt for that. But like I said, you should definitely, in starting your business, seek out consultation from a certified, qualified, licensed person, because that's important. You also need to sit down and talk to your banker, because once you decide that you're going to go into business for yourself, there's some research that you have to do. You need to research whether or not this is really what you want to do, because like area code 312217 had said earlier in our show, she said you need to have passion for what you do, because you're no longer an employee. You have to do everything for your business, especially in the infancy stage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you are the business. If you don't do, you don't eat. You have to have that kind of attitude that I want to do this, and I will be doing this because I have passion for it, whether or not I get paid or not. You got to have that kind of drive for it. Everybody wants the end result of getting paid, but you really have to have the drive or the driven force behind you that on those days when you don't really feel like doing anything, you're going to do it because you just have that much passion for it. The next thing that you need to do is, once you decided that this is what you want to do, is research, which you've already done. You know your market, you know your product, you know how to get your product and service to market, which is great. Name yourself, so you need to pick out a business name. Do a diligent search to make sure that no one else has that name. Then you need to incorporate whichever corporate entity you want to go under, and you need to do some research on that. And I would suggest that you go to go and do the search. You can do that online, and you can find out all about the different corporate entities. You can talk to the SBA, the Small Business Administration. They are there to help you utilize all of these free resources. This is free. They don't charge you for any of this information. They can give you great guidance on it. The next thing that I would suggest that after you do that, once you get incorporated and you figure out the entity that you want to have, you're going to have a business identification number through the IRS. You need to find out whether or not you need employees, because if you don't need employees, that's a different subject. And if you do need employees, then you're definitely going to have to deal with putting together your corporate structure tightly, because now you're going to be responsible for not just your product or service, but you're going to be responsible for your employees too. So you're going to have to really take some time to really think about really what it is that you want to do. And you need to find out whether or not you need actually have an office. I've seen too many times, and I'm pretty sure 217 can contest to this, since her business is about helping businesses get into business. How many times have people come to you and they got this bright idea and they want to get their business going, they did all of their homework, and they jumped out and they bought brick and mortar, which means they got an office, or they bought a manufacturing plant right away, and they incurred huge expenses before they tested to find out whether or not their product and or service was going to do due diligence and give them a great return. Have you witnessed that?
Sad to say, over 75% of people that actually do that come to us later. And, again, all we do is consultants as a consultant, because we're there to help you. If I give you, or our consultants give you the warning that hold off for about a year, hold off for a year, let's see how things run, let's get you to a certain financial level first, and then we'll reassess with you to decide where's the best place to go, or do you actually need it. It is sad to say that 75% of the people who do not, who go get brick and mortar, really don't need it yet, and the failure rate is sad to say, because the banks have a lot of control with that. It's another bill, a major bill. It's up to 85% that we wind up coming back to us later going, I wish I would have listened. So, yes, that is a major concern. My best advice with that would be deal with, there are three people that need to sit at the table with you: your attorney, your financial planner, your attorney, your CPA, the person that's going to do your corporate taxes, and hopefully you have a mentor or a business consultant similar to myself who is there to advise you, and we all sit down and you tell us what you want and we'll give you the best scenario and picture possible and about when it's good to actually do that. So it's your choice whether you want to listen.
And here's the thing. The most important thing is not to give up. I mean, it's not, you're not going to open your doors tomorrow and hit $1 million. Very few people have that kind of luck to do that. But, I mean, I'm saying that it can happen. It rarely happens. But the whole thing is not to give up on your business. And a lot of times you'll be surprised that with the age of the internet, that is like the best thing for a business. You can actually run your business, depending on what your product or service is, right from the internet. So you can have an e-commerce business online and not have to stock anything or not have to ship your product until after the people have already paid and you send it off. So there's a whole lot of things that you can do before you open up an actual office or an actual store. If you don't need to see clients, and this is vitally important, if you do not actually have to see clients face-to-face, I would hold off on getting an office. If you
and, Diamond,
care,
even if you do, even, I can take that one step. Even if you do have clients that you have to meet face-to-face, it's a wonderful thing about being a consultant or anyone in the service industry. Go to them. They love it. It's a personalized thing. No, I'll come to your office. We can talk there. Save your money.
Yeah, I agree. I really do. And I'm going to tell you, this it's amazing how quickly our hour has just flew past us. We only have a few more minutes of actual airtime left, but if you are still in the chat room or you are on the line, do not hang up. The conversation will still continue on. I'm going to give you an opportunity to call in our last few minutes. The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We are talking about business and making it all about entrepreneurship. And I'm going to allow area code 312-671. Thank you for coming back.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. I thought I lost you there for a second.
You did. I had to take a call. It was a client just confirming on a date this week. That's all.
Well, good. Congratulations. See, look, already all business. See, all these entrepreneurial spirits.
You know it. It's just when you have a great vibe and a good spirit, and you're just honest with people, and good things come to you. When you're dishonest and you're trying to basically get over on a person, you get nothing but bad things.
That is so true. Let me take a pause 1 second. Area code 708-575. If you would like to join in our conversation, please hit 1 so that I know and put you in the queue. I know you've patiently been waiting there. I don't know if you have a comment or a question, but I'd like to queue you in so that you can join us on to All About Entrepreneurship. And those of you who are in the chat room or you are tweeting away, I want to thank you so much for participating in our show. And if you all want more of this, let me know. This is our first night doing business in the making on a Wednesday night. So if you want more of this, please give us an email, a tweet, our email address. I'm going to make it really simple because we actually have two. But the simplest email address we have is SYLSHOW@att.net. So you can put your comment, your question, things that you want us to talk about on Business in the Making or any of our other shows for Secure Your Life. You can leave us an email. I definitely will respond back. If you're in the chat room, same thing. I want to thank you all for definitely joining me. I'm going to give that email address one more time. It is S as in Sam, Y as in Yo-Yo, L as in Larry, the word show, SHOW@att.net. Or you can reach us at show@secureyourlife.net, which is show, SHOW, at secure, that is SECURE, your, YOUR, and life is spelled LYFE.NET, so that's show@secureyourlife.net. But the easiest one, like I said before, is SYLSHOW@att.net. Please, if you want more conversations about how to start your business, join us next week at 10 o'clock Central Time. We're going to keep this going and get more and more of our entrepreneurs out there because we need to keep reaching out, and networking is so, so important. Area code 312-671, you were talking about marketing, and that was so important. You're so, so right about that. If you are still in our queue, area code 708-856, do you have any comment or question before we have to go? Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I still. Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, this is Khalees.
Oh, okay, Khalees.
Yeah. No, I just basically want to say, I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. It's the first time I called in. I love it. And,
thank you.
Definitely. Yeah, most definitely. And,
I will definitely
you have been great.
In touch with you. And real quick, could you please give your website, and then I'm going to have to close out the show until next week.
Sure. I'm at Gig Salad, GIGSalad.com. Look up Khalees Hassan, and you'll see me. Or you can email me at nocussincomedy@yahoo.com. That's C-U-S-S-I-N, nocussincomedy@yahoo.com.
Okay, and then area code 217, area code 312-217. Do you have an email address that they could contact you?
Most definitely. If any of your listeners or any in your chat room have a question they want to answer, they can always, if you get some, you can always filter it to me. You can actually contact us at believe it or not, it's contact, contact, at legendaryservicesunlimited.net. So, again, it's contact at legendaryservicesunlimited.net.
Well, I want to thank all of you all for joining me. Thank you so much. Meet me next week, same time. It's all about business and making and entrepreneurship on this show. So thank you all for joining me. I'm going to give you the phone number one more time. I'm sorry, the email address one more time to contact me with your comments, your questions, anything that you want to talk about. I will put it on the air. I will actually write you all back. And that is SYLSHOW@ATT.net, or you can go to our website also, which is SecureYourLife.net. Thank you all for joining me, and I will see you all tomorrow for a brand new show. Not this one, but tomorrow, Secure Your Life will be going on again. And until next week, for Business in the Making, good night. Thank you.